I'm a mess. I do my makeup in the car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit, I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice cause I make you think I'm not. You say you know me.
I literally was waiting for the song.
Oh.
But I forget. Now you just put it in. I was like, I wasn't going to sing it with it, but I always mouthed my words to it.
It's because it's audio only, so you didn't have to clap.
Oh, well, I'm doing it anyway. I don't want to get too rusty. If it sounds like we're sleeping, we are.
Literally. We're sitting in the dark. I've had a migraine for 2 days. Wendy's tired. We're really trying.
We are pushing through. We're doing the least, but we're really doing the most. And
yeah,
sadly, the most is really giving y'all the least, and we're really sorry for it.
Keep track of that.
Listen, this time change unriddle that. Just, like, really kicked my ass. I don't know why.
Honestly,
it's the darkness for me.
The time change never like this when we go back or forward. What is this?
Fall back. Spring forward.
I normally love the fall back. Mm-hmm. Love it. Because I like the dark. The dark brings me calm and peace.
Makes me tired. Just thinking about it.
This one has been rough.
It's terrible.
It's been rough.
This is the last one we're doing of that. And then we're springing forward and no more. They've agreed. The Supreme Court or whatever.
Oh, did
passed
they?
It. Yes. But I guess they didn't do it this year. Probably because like all the technology and stuff, I'm assuming would need prep time for that. Because they did it in the summer. I think they agreed on it.
I have no
idea. So we still did the fall back. And yeah, normally it doesn't bother me that much. And not to brag about my kid, but I'm going to brag about him. As a baby, he always just fell into a natural like routine where it was like either the sleep adjusted accordingly. Just he did it himself. It was weird.
Look at you.
Swear to you. It was crazy.
But, he was always a good sleeper.
Yeah,
though,
and
as
he
a baby.
Still is. I mean, we are so lucky. I was just telling Stephanie, his babysitter, I was like, man, we are so lucky that he still naps and all that. But anyways, yes, he's been getting up early and it's killing me. It really is. And it's not that I'm not awake, but I was telling somebody last week that at your, at the mountain cabin, retreat, getaway, birthday celebration, I can't talk. We like waking up at 6 a.m. doesn't bother me. Or like when I was in Mexico, for example, I woke up so early. Mm-hmm. It did not bother me because it was like you could leisurely, your body just naturally wakes up. We ordered room service literally at 7 a.m. We had our coffee. It was bright outside. It was beautiful. The birds, like there were so many reptiles and birds doing stuff. That was great. But here, mama, I'm hungry. Mama, I'm like, Fisher, please do not say my name again because I'm going to rip my ears off. I'm like, stop. But it could be the same time. It's so hard to like get used to this time for me.
It's okay.
I'm a zombie.
A zombie?
Yeah, see, I can't. What am I doing? Talking like Jessica Simpson when she's slurring her words, bless her heart. Y'all better leave my girl alone. I'm telling y'all right now, justice for Jess, leave her alone.
Yeah.
We can talk about her in a little bit.
We will talk about her in a little bit. But yeah, no, our weekend away was fun.
It was fun.
Wendy did have to go to bed early one night and she missed. Well, I don't know if you missed it.
Did we wake you up? We didn't miss it. Okay. We were like, are they screaming? Boosh put her earphones in. What is happening? Her headphones in. And then at one point I woke up. It sounded like, did somebody fall or drop something?
No.
Or stomp really loud?
It's hard to tell.
Yeah. So I woke up.
We were really drunk. We were just drinking vodka straight from the bottle.
Oh.
And it was really rough. Oh. It was rough and rowdy.
Oh, no. See, I was like that Friday. We came in guns blazing. I'm talking walked through the door. Spencer was cooking. The house smelled amazing. All the girls. Well, your friend with the short hair, Stacy, is that her name? She was Liddy.
Stacy.
I loved it. So I was like, all right.
Tall blonde?
Yes. The Army girl?
Yes.
The Air Force girl?
Air Force.
Okay.
Yes, because you guys were doing your salute.
She said, y'all, I'm not, let me brag again. I did a perfect salute from someone that was not in the military, she said. I take that to heart. I hope she listens to this, and I really appreciate it.
She does listen to this.
Oh, hey, girl, thanks. Been practicing in the mirror every single day.
No. One of my few friends that listens to the show.
Oh, I love it. Well, we walk in the door, and the house was incredible. Obviously, you can talk about it, but we walk in, and I had my red wine. I was like, you know what? We're popping this bottle.
You're ready to party.
Ready to party. And I don't even know. I ate Now Laters and hot Cheetos on the way, and I guess it just hit. I mean, it hit. It hit. And then we got in the hot tub. And when you're drinking in the hot tub, I love that. And then we discovered the lights on the hot tub. And yeah. Next was history.
The hot tub Done. Was everything.
Now I want a hot tub in my house. And I've been in one before, but it just hit different this time.
No, that one was, it was nice. A doozy. The first night that we were in it, we were playing around with the jets. And I was sitting in front of this one main one.
We could not find the one you were talking about. There weren't none.
The one back, it was like if
toward you were, the railings?
Yes. The back corner.
It just was, shot water out to me. It was not it.
Well, I mean, that is what it did, but because the rings adjusted too. So I wonder if somebody messed with those.
Maybe.
But whatever it was set on, when they turned the jets on, I was sitting in that spot. It blew my bathing suit so far up my ass and literally lifted my whole body out of the water. I was like, no, it was too much.
That is a lot.
But no, it was great. The house was actually much better than photos. Like, it was just so beautiful.
The photos were beautiful, but maybe I didn't, you sent a couple, so maybe I just didn't look.
I mean, the house, don't get me wrong, the house looks wonderful in photos too, but it was much nicer there. In person than I anticipated, which was a happy surprise. And I literally just didn't do shit. First of all, I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
I slept like 12 collective hours between the three nights that we were there because I fucking hated the bed. Everybody loved the beds.
Oh, mine was so squishy.
Yeah, everybody loved the beds. It was a memory foam bed, and there is nothing I hate more than memory foam.
Oh, do you like a hard bed?
No, I like a pillow top mattress.
Okay, yeah.
I like a real mattress. Mine's not a fucking foam bullshit.
Yeah.
I feel very passionately about memory foam. I absolutely loathe it. And I couldn't sleep. And then we also couldn't figure out which thermostat operated which room.
Oh my God. So, sure, figured out the last day.
Yeah. So the room was hot to begin with, but no, it was, I didn't sleep that. And like, I don't know what that, I'm not built for the mountain air apparently because it did something to my intestines.
What do you mean?
Do you remember that bag of chips that was just like filled to the brim with air?
Yes.
That was my insides.
Oh no. You know what?
The elevation. I was bloated too.
Is that what you mean?
Everybody was.
Yes. I did not feel good. You're right.
And everybody was bloated and farting up a storm the whole weekend.
Well, the second night that we were there, Saturday night, I went to bed at 7:45. I'm not even kidding. Out cold. I was so tired.
Until karaoke started.
Well, yeah. Well, me and Booj laid in bed and we were watching on Netflix, Sally the Killer, Killer Sally, whatever, the bodybuilders. Mm-hmm. Y'all gotta watch it. Oh my God.
Oh God.
We were dying. And then it was like, I could feel myself fading. I was like, oh God, I'm not gonna be able to finish this. But, and then yes, the karaoke, we listened to y'all.
4 hours.
But I went to bed that night and I felt like we didn't eat. I told Booj, I was like, God, we didn't really eat a meal that day. And I still like just felt so full and blue. It was not great.
It was the elevation.
Yeah.
It literally made any unopened bag of chips.
Y'all.
The chips were all wild. Full of air. It was so.
It was weird.
It was so weird. And I said, I picked up the bag of chips and I said, this is me.
Y'all should have took a knife and.
Like, she is me. I am her. We are both filled to the brim
with
air. It
was wild. I was like, why are these chips like this? And they were like, the elevation. And look, I've been to Colorado before. I ain't never seen nothing like that before. I was like, these damn chips. But I wonder if it's because if you bring chips in from somewhere else versus getting them in a factory there, maybe. I don't know.
I have no idea. And listen, I'm not a scientist or a meteorologist or whatever, but it made sense to me. And that's honestly how everybody felt, because as soon as I got home, I feel better.
You're fine.
I feel better. I stopped farting up a storm.
Isn't that crazy? Oh my God. You're not even recording this. Kidding. Just want to trick you.
I literally just, my her face stomach just dropped to my asshole.
Her face jerks about.
Because that would be something I would do today.
That would be something that has happened to us. Deja vu.
Well, that too.
No, but it was beautiful. It was a lot of fun. I wish I was more fun on Saturday, but we watched Clueless and that was great. I forgot how amazing.
I love Clueless.
I know. I forget how great that movie is. And then we went in our room and watched the You gotta watch that Sally Killer movie. I mean, show, whatever it is.
Yeah. But no, the trip was great. Did not record content like had planned on it. I just was like,
you sure didn't. And I was ready, guns blazing, getting in there. I was like, let's do karaoke. And then Spencer the next morning was like, I deleted it. You did me dirty.
I just deleted one.
Oh,
I still don't know what it was.
That one that you were talking about.
It was of me, and I looked like fucking Humpty Dumpty sitting there, and
you were terrible.
I looked absolutely repulsive, and I was like, "This bitch."
Oh, I didn't know.
So I deleted it
on purpose.
It was just the one story of me. I deleted that, but the rest I left. But no, I was like really just enjoying my time, and just quite frankly, didn't feel like recording anything. Although I was going to do a tour of the house.
Yeah.
For it to post like after we were gone. Yeah. And then I forgot to do that. So.
Oh my goodness gracious, girl.
Yep.
I was going to say something about the mountain trip and now I don't remember what it was. Shoot. Crapola. I don't know. Don't remember. Anyways. If I remember, I'll blurt it out like I normally do. Y'all know me. I'm sure some of y'all love me for it. Okay, friendly reminder, our swiping up annual Christmas party, ugly sweater Christmas party. It can be ugly, it can be cute. I bought a glitzy like shirt dress.
It shouldn't be able to be cute. They should be ugly. That's
tacky.
Fun.
It can be tacky, whatever. My rules.
like my party, my rules.
My party, my rules.
Got it.
No. I asked Spencer. I was like, listen, we're good with this. Okay. It's Sunday, December 4th, 5 to 8, and it's going to be at Highcraft in Apex. So if y'all are local, we have some tickets left. Y'all need to come because we want to meet and mingle. Oh, what? That's cute. Meet and mingle.
It will be fun.
It will be a lot of fun. And we're going to do raffle prizes. We got some Stanleys on deck. We got some bomb prizes. I've been putting together the prize kits. I think we're going to do one raffle prize and one ugliest sweater prize, and we have a little trophy for that. So I'm gonna need y'all to show up, be there or be square.
If somebody comes in one of those ugly Christmas sweaters where your boob hangs out and you dress it up as a reindeer, you win automatically.
You're going home with a Stanley,
just letting you know,
exposed titty, so you're good.
Anybody who exposes their titty for my entertainment, winner.
Right. Well, we will post the link every couple days. I know it's probably annoying. Y'all can just skip on through, but we'll post the link again. Tickets are $25. Come on, meet and mingle.
Meet and mingle.
Why did I think of that when I was making the thing?
It's real cute.
So annoying.
No, it's okay.
It's fine. Can't be good at everything.
Right. you just add it to the bank and we use it later. That's all.
Cha-ching.
I'm all about reusing stuff.
Right. We are not creative enough to like think of, no, actually we are, you know, this is the
very
worst
creative
part. We have so many great little one-liners and zingers and like fun little acronyms, but the problem is we don't record every day, so we forget about it, and then somebody will bring it up 3 months later. I'm like, oh my god, I forgot about that.
I mean, I can barely remember what like I eat for dinner the night before, so I can't be trusted to remember other little details.
No, if you want me to keep a secret, just tell me because I'll forget. 100%. I won't even know. Your secret's safe because I don't even remember it. And then when you tell me again, I'm going to act super surprised because I genuinely don't remember.
You genuinely are surprised.
I'm going to need all the details again because I don't remember.
Dead. All right. We've got some interesting topics for you today.
We have a lot.
I think they're good. Yeah. So let's just go ahead and get started. This week's half-assed headlines are brought to you by BetterHelp. Wouldn't it be nice if life came with like a user manual?
Yeah. Or a crystal ball.
Oh, yeah. Crystal
ball. That's what I really need.
I mean, the struggle is real and not just for us. I think it's across the board and it's hard to navigate life.
It really is.
Sometimes it's just easier if you could have somebody tell you exactly what to do.
Yeah, just tell me what to do. I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah.
You tell me.
Perfect. Yeah. Sadly, as we all know, life doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. Navigating any of life's challenges can make you feel unsure, whether it's a career change, a new relationship, big changes like becoming a parent. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of the complex engine called you. BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient and accessible anywhere, 100% online. Some of the one of the worst things about going to therapy is literally physically getting up and getting yourself there and sitting in an office that isn't like your comfortable, safe place. And so the idea of therapy where you get to stay where you're physically comfortable and that can help put you at ease. And when
you don't have to like do anything. Like you don't, I didn't want to drive 20 minutes to Target today because I had to go to a different Target. I was like, I don't really want to do that.
20 minutes to Target? Oh.
Yeah.
Mine's pretty sweet.
But you're right. I mean, I didn't go in. I had a pickup order. But you're right. Like, if you can just do it from your house where you are comfortable and you don't have to drive. I mean, hello, gas prices are not it.
That's true. So you can save money on all fronts.
Yes.
As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, as we said, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking with that person, you can easily switch to a new therapist online anytime, which is a big deal because you're not automatically going to click with every therapist you're paired with. And sometimes it's a little trial and error and you got to find the right person that you vibe with. Yeah. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/swipingup. That's betterhelp.com/swipingup. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
So, the biggest news of the weekend, very, very sad, was Aaron Carter passing away at age 34.
So sad. You know what was really sad? I think the most sad thing about this whole situation is the fact that there were so many signs and so many, I mean, every warning was there. Every indicator that this was going to happen was there. We have talked about it. People have talked about it. And then I guess Friday night, his live, like I watched it and that was just very disturbing. I don't know the right word. Did you see that one?
So I'm trying to remember. It was Friday night. Friday, at the house?
Yeah, Friday night he did a live, and then Saturday he passed, like, the next day.
I don't think it was Friday night.
Really?
Because Friday night we were at the mountain house, and I had seen, and they're suspecting that he was already dead
by then. Yeah.
By then. But earlier in the week, he did a live that I was on, and he was huffing on the live. Which obviously that alone is super upsetting. And I guess I didn't know this, but his sister Angel.
Yeah.
That's the one that passed, right?
No.
Or is that his twin?
His twin is Angel. Leslie is the older sister that passed.
Leslie. Yeah. So she was the one that I guess got him into huffing, like introduced him to it. And so when they came to his house, they found lots of cans of compressed air and stuff around. And, you know, they haven't released like an official cause of death, but
I know it's
probably safe to assume, that based on what we saw earlier in the week, that he got high and then fell asleep passed out in the bathtub. But so sad. And it's like
so sad.
Like his family, like he was estranged from Nick and, you know, that was hard. And I don't know, did I send you the videos of the clips from the Backstreet Boys London concert?
Mm-mm. So, I saw people talking about like he broke down or something.
Oh, it was so sad. They did a tribute to Aaron. So one of their songs on the DNA album is all about family. Mm-hmm. And so in their concerts, they do this like really sweet montage with their wives and kids and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So they made it a tribute to Aaron. And I mean, they've grown up together. They've known each other since they were kids.
Right.
All the guys were crying. They were all crying. Nick just was, I don't even know how he could do it. Mm-hmm. It was probably therapeutic, to be honest, but the song Incomplete, when he couldn't even do his part of it. Mm-hmm. He just stood there. It was devastating to watch. I was like balling myself. But
yeah,
it's just sad. And of course, now there's all these stories of, you know, all these nice things that people have to say about Aaron, especially yeah. when he was sober.
People were talking about how incredible and how nice he was. But that's also so sad that
we wait for somebody to die before we can talk about all the nice things about them.
But I don't know that it's that we do that. I think it's that when their death is something like this, people are trying to defend them. Whereas like when you're on drugs, like he was constantly doing so much that was overpowering. Like people aren't going to be like, oh wow, he's high, but he's a really good guy. Like he paid for me in the group. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you pass.
But maybe if they did, maybe if people yeah. did celebrate those parts of him, it would be easier for him to find a way to get clean. You just never yeah. know. I don't know. It just makes me sad.
It's definitely sad. You don't want to be known as huffing spray cans, or, you know, you don't want that to be your legacy that you left behind. You want all the nice things, and you want people to remember that about you, not the negative. And it is sad that that's really when it comes to like people's funerals and the eulogy and all that crap, when people talk all that stuff. I shouldn't say crap, but it's tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I did do a deep dive down all the Backstreet Boys. So when we were driving home from the mountains on Sunday, me and Booge, which we got lost leaving the mountain. We drove around like four times.
Elaine like, and them did too.
Literally get me out of here. Booge, honest to God, tried to drive off the side of a mountain twice. I was like, you got to stop. But anyways, I did a deep dive on all the Backstreet Boys. I mean, I know this is like a sad moment, but Nick didn't never hit puberty, or his voice is still real.
Nick's?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever listened to him talk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Booge were like, what is that?
Oh,
I don't think he has a really high-pitched voice. I mean, it's... think?
No, not really.
I'm about to play it for y'all because I was...
I don't think it's any more high-pitched than like Brian's.
I mean, I don't know. But and I saw them a few years ago in Tampa, and I don't remember. Okay, y'all, listen to this.
Are obviously a staple in our house, and it creates a really entertaining listening experience for the kids that it engages them. And
it sounds like his voice. I don't know.
Right. That sounds like a man. Like a 16-year-old boy to me.
No way.
Yeah, me and Booge were dying a little bit. We were like, what is his voice?
I don't know. That sounds like
Nick. Just... Nick and Kevin were my men, though. I loved them. Loved them to death.
Kevin, underrated.
And you know, he's actually still very good looking. He needs to cut his hair. Not it on him. Howie turned out to be the most like normal looking one.
Yeah.
Not really, but like he's so normal looking, and I was like,
Now, okay.
Do you have any fans?
So who's your okay? So as a kid, who did you think was the hottest?
Nick and Kevin.
Both of them. Okay. As an adult, who do you think is the hottest?
Kevin. Okay. But I want him to, like, the pictures that he has his hair short, yes. But AJ, I was showing Booge, I was like, oh, this is your man. Like, this
AJ is her kind of dude. Delicious.
Yeah. I was like, this is your kind of dude. Like, he's got the tats. He's got, like, the rugged, like.
I'm not even mad that he wears makeup, like, paints his nails.
I didn't even notice.
He sure does. And I'm not mad about it. As a kid, I was all Brian. All the time. Mm-mm. I like Nick.
He looked like a leprechaun from day one.
No.
Yes, he did. 1,000%. Chasing the rainbow. Goodbye.
I was like, I'm going to become a cardiothoracic surgeon so that I can save Brian Littrell.
Right. He always had stuff wrong with his heart, right? Didn't he have like the major?
He still does. He's got like, I think he was born with like holes in his heart. Yeah.
A-hole. Yeah. My cousin had that. So did Bailey.
I don't know, but here I am, not a cardiothoracic surgeon, so maybe...
That sounds so boring. Who wants to work on hearts all day?
Obviously not me.
Me either.
But as an adult, AJ.
But yes. Back to the main source. Aaron, that's really sad. Yeah. I hate that. I mean, he has an 11-month-old son, and that is just so freaking sad. It's like you wish people could shake it. And I was telling Booge, I've never been... into drugs. Like I've never tried. I've never experimented. I just never did. And I don't know what that's like to chase a high like that. And you have to keep chasing something because eventually your body just doesn't respond to certain things. And it's like, he must have just really been in such a dark place to start just constantly being.
And he was just in outpatient rehab too. Like
in September or something I read?
Very recent. Yeah.
Gosh, mm-hmm. I hate it.
All right. Well, moving on to something a little bit lighter. Kim Solciak Bierman, supposedly her house. So there were reports a couple weeks ago that her house was up for foreclosure, which they've had money issues for years. People have speculated.
I feel like if you're a housewife, you probably got a money issue somewhere.
Oh, well, especially so when you're a money housewife that spends money the way she does with a husband who is no longer in the NFL. Like, that gravy train runs out one day, you know?
Yes, athletes go broke all the time because they buy 14 houses, two Ferraris.
Right.
And then they're like,
they're done with their
money. I had a good run for 4 years as a quarterback, but now I need a quarterback because I'm broke.
Exactly. So anyways, there was all these reports that her house was in foreclosure. And then it came out that, oh, her house actually sold at auction. The auction happened already and it sold for $257,000.
What? In California? Wait, where's she at? New Atlanta. York. Atlanta. Whatever. I don't know. Kim, where are you living, girl?
So they bought her house in 2012 for $880,000. And
somebody got to steal
the value. They're saying now the value is $2.5 million. So then this report, right? So
there's no way.
There's a rumor going round.
Oh God,
about me. And you,
what is
about
it?
Kim's house? So supposedly that auction never happened. I don't know where the figure came from.
No, that there's stipulations.
So she's saying, so she's shutting down rumors that her house was auctioned off after being foreclosed on for a shockingly low price. So she's denying claims that the house was auctioned off for $257,000. She posted on her Instagram stories claiming that she still owns it and she isn't planning on leaving anytime soon. And
tell her we need her to hold a piece of paper up with a date and time and her to take a picture in her living room. Or we don't believe you.
Literally. She was like, I'm going to leave this house. Or what'd she say? Hold on. She said, so what are you going to do, haters, when I'm here for Christmas and I'm here for my birthday and I'm here for all those amazing dates? I'm here until I fucking want to move out, till I decide I don't want to live here anymore.
Why is she so sassy?
Sassy. So, I mean, who fucking knows? At the time, they did have, not at the time. A while back, like 2014, they did have a foreclosure threat like 2 years after they bought the house because there was a lien for like $10,000 that they hadn't paid.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
I mean, like you've got supposedly all this money and you can't pay $10,000.
Charlie Sheen had a lien on him one time, I remember, for like $2,000 in Orange County, California. Like, buddy, what are you doing?
Like, that's crazy to me.
Crazy.
Well, so anyways, so they were under like a foreclosure threat, I guess, at that time.
But they, like, and then they got
that
paid it.
Right. Yeah. Then they got that straightened out. Now
they paid their bill.
Supposedly, this foreclosure is because they had a $300,000 loan that they defaulted on, and she's saying no, that they're not even for they're not the house they're not what foreclosing kind of
loan?
On the house.
Like a home loan,
I guess. They've done all kinds of remodels and stuff on the house. But I looked and there is documentation that looks legal. I'm not a lawyer, but it looks like legal jargon saying that they defaulted on a $300,000 loan. And there's like four different notices through the month of October saying that the house is going to go to auction. So who knows what the truth is? I don't know.
Yeah. But I guess we'll see at Christmas.
I guess we will.
Like I said, I want to see your name written on a piece of paper, the date and the time. That way we know you didn't BS this.
What are Kim? The squatter's laws in Georgia?
She's like, I have 30 days. So she's going to decorate for Christmas.
I'm not moving. You'll see me here at Christmas.
She's going to be there at Christmas because she has 30 days to get the hell out. But New Year's Eve, honey, tree's coming down because she is moving out.
She's a fucking mess. Did you hear about her like scam? Her box scam? I don't know. That's a whole nother fucking deep dive thing. But supposedly she had this like box, like mail, like monthly box subscription service.
Yes. People aren't getting
They've never gotten them. People have paid and never gotten a single box.
Now, why are you paying and paying if you ain't got one at all ever? Right.
Cancel
immediately. Although she's probably still going to draft it, but at least try. Yes, I did hear about that. That's, again, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. But I think we can say that the house, I could not find any record of the house actually being at auction.
There, so it, correct me if I'm wrong, if you're in real estate, but there are definitely stipulations on a foreclosure situation. And even if there wasn't a baseline, nobody, the rich people of Atlanta are going to go and they're going to, it's going to go more than $200,000, 1,000%. Someone's going to pay $800,000, $900,000, $1 million for that house.
For sure. If the house is like that, an estimated value steal. Is $2.5 million. Right. Nobody's buying that house for $250,000.
Nobody's recessing that much. Like, you don't get 80% off. It's not a damn last year's shoe. It's a freaking house. Like, what? No, we're not falling for that. Nice try, whoever reported that. Fake news.
Liars. But that is how rumors get started, you know?
There's a rumor going around. Okay. Is that all you had to say about that?
It was.
And that's on that?
And that's on that.
And that's on that. Okay, Jessica Simpson. Y'all, yes, I did see, because people sent me and was like, did you see your girl get your girl? I'm like, listen.
I sent it to you too.
You did?
I'm pretty sure,
did
yeah.
Did I respond to you?
No, I don't think so. I think you blatantly ignored.
No. I ain't been dabbling in DMs lately. But people were like, get your girl. I'm like, listen, this is the thing. I love Jessica Simpson. I hope she's sober still. Yes, I saw her Pottery Barn. Birdie's Room, P.S., was like super cute. But
super cute.
Bless. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I
can't say she doesn't look unwell.
She's on something.
She looks She's unwell.
So skinny and just not, but
she's very skinny. I've never seen her do, I mean, okay. She doesn't keep up with the trends so much when it comes to makeup. She and Brittany are besties that way. They love an under eye black eyeliner. So the makeup probably doesn't help anything.
Yeah. But see, Jessica Simpson's makeup looks, her little smoky eye ain't Britney Spears' 14-day eyeliner.
In that ad, in that Pottery Barn thing, it was. And in the video,
she posted, eyes are so sunken in.
Maybe it is, but then she's still doing like liner. But, and the video where she's singing, you know, in her clapback video.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that.
Go ahead and talk about it, but she looks like shit there.
Oh, I don't think she looks shit there.
Oh my God, she looks sick. She looks like she should be in a hospital.
Her makeup does not look bad there.
It looks absolutely horrendous. You have got to be kidding. You're lying. You don't think she looks...
Honest to God, her makeup does not look bad there to me. I'm not even kidding.
She looks like she belongs in Pirates of the Caribbean.
I mean, her...
like she's emaciated on a pirate ship. Her, I ain't matey.
Her gestures bother me more than anything. I mean, yes, her smoky eyes...
She looks unwell.
...down a bit, but...
Unwell.
Okay, so in the... I'm so mad. I'm just kidding. So she posted a video of her singing, which I liked the song, but... she said, I needed to be in my studio today because this is where I ground myself and heal. As much as I have learned to block out the destructive noise, people's comments and judgments can still hurt deeply, and they're incessant nagging, you will never be good enough. The most important thing I've learned through the last, I'm not even going to read all this because that would be really boring. And I have oil in my eye and my eyes are blurry.
Oh, good.
I've been using the Dime Blue Facial Oil literally since July, and I am obsessed. I know y'all do not want to hear Dime. Swear to God, I messaged MB a few months ago. I was like, give me your code. Let me do this. And I love it. My face is looking like a donut. But she was just talking. She's like, a little advice. Live inside your dreams and move through them. Don't give up on yourself because someone else did. Stay true to you. She's talking about just pushing through, basically, like ignoring everything, which I'm sure it's so hard. And people really came for her with the ad and all that. But, man, I just really...
I mean, knowing her issues with abuse, like substance abuse and like the drinking or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think she really got into drugs. It's really just the drinking,
well,
right?
She was on pills.
That's right.
So she was mixing that. So
I hope that that's not the case. And I can understand that it would be, if she is sober, and even if she's not, it would be really hard to have lots of people all of a sudden be speculating. But I don't think anybody can look at that and not I don't think it's wrong to have concern over somebody.
Right.
But obviously lots of people are probably not coming from a good place of concern.
No.
They're just...
they're being mean. They're being assholes. And that's,
and I think, she's had enough of that shit.
And that's, I think that's exactly where she was coming from. And I probably just did not relay the information correctly. I mean, shocker. But it sucks because she's had such a hard... she's had a hard, like... life and entertainment. I feel like, you know, just based on like reading her book and like things that she had been through.
Oh, for sure.
She had a really hard life. And it was like, I think it was 5 years ago, she got clean, got sober. And then she's caught hell every turn. Now, mm-hmm. that being said, I get it. Like the video, yes, clearly something's not aligning. Like there's something off about her. But, and maybe it is like an antidepressant situation. I don't know. I've never taken those. I don't know what that must feel like or what she could be dealing with, but I don't know. I just feel like people are just assholes, and I really do love her. And I think maybe we've been called out on it before, and it's a hill I will die on. I love her, and the people that I love, I will protect them at all costs. And Jessica Simpson is one of those. I do hope she's well. You know, I don't even know. I was going to say something about her eyeliner. It's not great. Not great, but it's not, it's not horrible. I don't know. I'm tired. Leave me alone.
No, I mean, yeah.
Okay. But people are just being mean, and that's,
people are being,
that's
mean.
Terrible when you know someone is susceptible to falling into depression, anxiety. Yeah. And I think most people are like that now. But she's, if you are,
a perfect example of like how people think, oh, pretty blonde superstar.
Has no issues. Yeah.
Right. And yeah. It's like, no, we all have shitty lives.
We all have shitty lives to some capacity, which was really funny. This last week we did like this Christmas series, and I posted a message and somebody was like, oh, I thought I was just the only one broke as hell this year. And everybody was messaging us. We're like, nope, me too. It's like,
everybody.
But if you are having a shitty life, you can, you know, give us a little better help.
There you go. BetterHelp will help you navigate.
Why can I not think of the word to say? Oh my God.
BetterHelp will help you navigate your shitty life.
BetterHelp, that's the best tagline. BetterHelp will help you navigate your shitty life. Use code swiping up at BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/swiping up.
Perfect. That's better help, not health.
Did I say that?
No, but they want us to be very clear about that.
Oh.
Help.
Oh yeah. You know what? While you're at it, get some better health too. Don't eat pizza every day.
Wise words. Wise words. All right, our next topic, Rebel Wilson welcomes first baby, daughter Royce Lillian, by surrogate. And I'm obsessed with the name, Royce. I don't know why. I love it so much.
I know her, Royce.
Do you? Boy or girl?
A boy my age. My cousin's married to him.
Oh, I guess you know him well.
Yeah, Royce is his name. And Royce, I love a boy name for a girl. I don't love Royce for a girl.
Oh, see, I do. I like it.
I don't hate it either.
I don't like it for a boy. I think it's a very feminine name. I like it for a girl.
Royce.
Yeah. So the Pitch Perfect alum, 42, announced on Instagram Monday that she's welcomed a baby girl via surrogate. Beyond proud to announce the birth of my first child, Royce Lillian, born this past week, she began the heartfelt caption. I can't even describe the love I have for her. She's a beautiful miracle. I am forever grateful to everyone who has been involved. You know who you are. This has been years in the making, but particularly wanted to thank my gorgeous surrogate who carried her and birthed her with such grace and care. Thank you for helping me start my own family. It's an amazing gift, the best gift. Added Wilson, I am ready to give little Royce all the love imaginable. I am learning quickly. Much respect to all the mums out there. Proud to be in your club.
Precious. So cute. Love that. Love that for her.
Oh, that's so cute. She wrote, I thought I was searching for a Disney prince, but maybe what I really needed all this time was a Disney princess.
Stop it. Freaking cute. Exactly.
So cute. Oh, so sweet. Very happy for her.
Yes. Also, speaking of the babies, Jennifer Aniston. Okay, she has been like all the rage the last 2 days.
Literally like, can't get away from her.
You can't.
Which is fine by me. I love Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, I am neutral. I
That's fine.
When I watch a movie, I really like her, but I don't ever like think to myself, oh, I love her. You know what I'm
Were
saying?
Were you a Friends girly?
Yeah, I like Friends.
Mm-hmm. I was obsessed with Friends and I was obsessed with Rachel. I loved Rachel. She was my favorite character
Maybe
on the show.
Maybe I have like bitterness because if one more damn person asked me for the damn Rachel cut, I was going to lose my mind.
I think that's it.
But I think Jennifer Aniston's beautiful. There was one picture that she did not look like herself to me. She looked like someone familiar and I cannot put my finger on it. But she talks about she talked to Allure, I guess the magazine, duh.
Yeah.
And she kind of opened up about a lot of different things. I feel like this was a more telling interview than she normally does. She's pretty private when it comes to her life. She keeps it
close to the vest.
She does.
Close to the vest or close to the chest?
I think it's close to the vest. The vest is on the chest, so it could be either.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she was talking about how people really speculated. And I remember thinking, like, why doesn't she have a kid? Like, Courtney's having a kid.
Especially when she was with Brad.
Right. I mean, the damn child would have been insanely beautiful.
Oh, it would like, wouldn't think, have been right.
No. Do you think it would have been born? And then as she was pushing, it was like, but anyway, so she was talking about how she was dying to get pregnant. She tried everything she said. And the sad part is she said she wishes someone had told her to like freeze her eggs. And I guess no one said that to her. And that freaking sucks.
Yeah. I don't know if, I mean, I'm sure the process did exist at the time where she was trying to get pregnant, but.
She's only 53. So she could have done that 10 years ago even.
True. No, that's true. Yeah.
Sad.
It's like, maybe it's just because like we're just now we're kind of at the tail end of where people kind of talk about freezing their eggs.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like it wasn't something that would have been on my radar at the time. So it didn't seem like a prevalent thing. I don't know. But
yeah, but her photos looked incredible. I mean, the photo shoot was
amazing.
She did look amazing. And she always has. I mean, she's always had a very effortless glam about her.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure she is living a rich, fulfilled life.
Yeah.
As a woman who does not have children, which is perfectly fine.
Yep.
We don't need to shame people that choose not to have children.
No. And she was talking about how in her, I think it was in this particular article, I don't know, but how she hates social media and just how there are really no celebrities anymore. And because they're so accessible. We talked about this
a while ago.
We sure did. They're just so accessible. They're not like they used to be anymore where they were like glam glorified people that you could never interact with. And now that you have like Instagram and social media, I mean, you can literally, if you're lucky, they might DM you back or reshare your story or whatever. And it kind of like humanizes them in a sense. So then they're no longer like this celebrity-esque person. But I think it's so interesting that she just does not care for social media. She just hates it.
Yeah. Like, but I definitely feel like she is of that demographic. I mean, how old is she?
53.
Yeah. So, okay. So I have my half sister who's mm-hmm. around her age. And then I have another half sister who's a little younger than her. Mm-hmm. The half sister that is her age, she's a fucking ghost. She does not exist.
Right.
I mean, we're estranged, have been estranged for many, many, many years.
She literally doesn't exist.
And I literally have tried to find her and I can't. Oh. She does not exist.
She gone.
I mean, not that I was trying to find her because I wanted to talk to her. I don't know. I'm assuming I would have heard about it.
Okay. Well, damn.
Yeah.
Hey, some people just don't like it. But anyway, it's a very interesting article and it does pull your heartstrings a little bit. And, you know, I was always really rooting for Brad and Jen to get back together. And
But now that we know what we know about him, I'm going to say she dodged a bullet.
What do we know about him?
Oh,
that Angelina made him crazy?
Well, he's an alcoholic. He's incredibly abusive, allegedly. Oh, they're in court.
Who?
Angelina and Brad.
Yes, but I thought, okay, yes.
He struck her. He struck her kids. It all went down on an airplane. It was like a big fucking deal. And she said that was the last straw.
Oh, okay. So I remember maybe like a year ago when this was like all first coming out and it was the he said, she said, and it was like, oh, Angelina's crazy. Oh, no, Brad's crazy. You know, it was that situation. I didn't know we were still in court.
Oh, yeah, no. Now it's like a confirmed thing that he... Oh. Yeah. I mean, allegedly, you know, don't sue me.
Right.
It's all alleged. It's allegedly confirmed.
Right. We don't know because we weren't there.
They're in court. They're in court still.
They're in court.
We weren't there. Okay. Okay.
Well, now I need to keep up on that. Yeah. Got it.
So yesterday were the CMA Awards.
Yes. Oh my God.
And we have like a little online drama because we've got Morgan Wallen's baby mama posting all pissed off.
She was big mad about Mo. I like that she's kind of Mo.
Mo.
I'm like, who is Mo?
Yeah. Did you watch?
Yes.
Oh, see, I didn't watch, but.
And I also was like online. I live for like any type of country music, anything, honestly.
I honestly, they're the only award shows worth watching. I just, yesterday was actually my birthday. And so I wasn't watching. We were doing other things together, but
good for you.
But I did record it.
So but I also love Hardy too. So like, she's like throwing shade at Hardy. I love Hardy. There's room for everybody.
There's some drama with him too. And his new wifey. I'm just
what?
Saying.
Wait,
I'll fill what? You in later.
You will, because Lily will die.
Yeah, you got it. We have somebody in common who has told me quite a few things about them.
Okay, well, you can, we'll circle back. We need to hurry this podcast up. Thank you for listening. Follow us on iTunes.
Signing off. Okay, so anyways, I figure I'd just run down some of the winners. Yeah, so, you know, don't listen if you want to be surprised. Entertainer of the Year was Luke Combs. That is who Morgan Wallen's baby mama's all mad about. The nominees were Morgan Wallen, Carrie Underwood, Chris Stapleton, Miranda Lambert, and Luke Combs. And that is one hell of a lineup.
That is a bomb lineup. And I've seen all of them. And yep, I've seen all of them. No, I haven't seen Morgan Wallen. They're great performers.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. Single of the Year was Till You Can't by Cody Johnson.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Album of the Year, Growing Up by Luke Combs. Again, it was like Old Dominion, Lainey Wilson, who I fucking love Lainey Wilson. Love I feel like she's Lainey so Wilson. Underrated.
She's new. But she's an up-and-comer. She's up she's and making comer, waves.
But like, I still never hear about her. I never You'll hear anybody about talking about her.
You'll know about her. She will.
Also, Ashley McBride. Ashley McBride love does not get enough credit.
Her.
Even Robbie my mother-in-law likes Ashley McBride.
Yeah, my mother-in-law discovered her last night and sent me a video. And she's like, have you ever heard of her? I was like, honey, yeah. Because I love Carly Pierce and their little duo, you know. Carly's coming and I'm trying to see her.
Song of the Year was Buy Dirt by Jordan Davis featuring Luke Bryan.
Yep.
I thought you were going to do Luke Bryan's voice there.
Hey, y'all, this is Luke Bryan. I really wanted to thank my wife and kids because we bought some dirt in Nashville, Tennessee. And
it's actually very good. I know the first time you did it, I said that sounded nothing like it. It does.
If I ever meet Luke Bryan, if I go to his concert, I actually have seen him concert, but if I ever meet him, I'll be like,
hey, how are you?
And then whenever he says, I'm just going to copycat him.
It's perfect.
Do it.
Perfect. Female Vocalist of the Year, Lainey Wilson. Love. I didn't know that. I'm so excited.
Yes, girl.
Male Vocalist of the Year was Chris Stapleton. Honestly, I'm kind of surprised that one didn't go to Morgan Wallen.
Yes, or Cody Johnson, who's new too. I mean, Chris Stapleton has won this, I think, probably several times across different academies. Yeah. He's great. He truly is, but he's a very like soulful type of folk country, and he's got a great voice, and I really do love him. But I feel like for this particular category, yeah, I think it's...
Yeah, I wasn't feeling him for the winner of that. Vocal Group of the Year, nominees were Lady A, Little Big Town, Midland, Old Dominion, and Zac Brown Band. So another good lineup. Old Dominion won.
Yeah.
Vocal Duo of the Year. This is another one that I don't agree with. Brothers Osborne won.
Who would you have said?
Dan and Shay.
Me too. I love them.
God, I love them. Dan and Shay.
Me too.
I mean, listen, Brooks and Dunn is on here. They're great.
I love Brooks and Dunn too.
I love Brooks and Dunn, but I don't, not of the year. Not of the year.
Yeah. I agree. Dan and Shay is where it's at.
Yeah.
For this one.
Musical Event of the Year.
I love
it. Never Wanted to Be That Girl, Carly Pierce and Ashley McBride. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Love that song. Never wanted to be that girl. Never wanted to hate myself.
Yeah. New Artist of the Year. The lineup was Hardy, Walker Hayes, Cody Johnson, Parker McCollum, and Lainey Wilson. And Lainey Wilson won. So
see, girl, I told you she's making waves. She's new on the scene and people are watching.
Yeah, I'm here
for her. Voice is very distinct. Love her. I love Walker Hayes too. I was kind of bummed that he didn't win, but he did release a new song today. I think it was a new song today. And he was like, didn't win that, but
so. But here you go.
I like him. He is like the definition of like cool dad. I love his swagger. He brings his kids out to some of the ends of the concerts and they all do the fancy like dance. I don't know. He has been around for so long. I don't think most people know that.
Yeah.
And when he first came on the scene and I was listening to his music, I thought it was like a 22-year-old dude. He was like, you know, she broke up with me. What can I say? Oh, she broke up with me. That song?
No.
Okay, well, I'll play it for you after because I don't want to like get sued for that. But yeah, I was like, oh my God, this is so good. And I remember when I was living in Florida, I looked him up. I was like, damn, he's 35? I was like 22. I was like, you're married. What are you doing, Walker?
You're married.
She didn't break up with you. Oh, you silly goose.
You are silly. All right, we've got a quick third segment, entertainment recap, and it's brought to you by Uncommon Goods.
Listen, if y'all want to avoid boring basic, although we love basic, and bland guests this year, Uncommon Goods is your secret weapon. Uncommon Goods is here to make your holiday shopping stress-free by scouring the globe for the most remarkable and truly unique gifts for everyone on your list. And I've actually shopped them years Same. Prior. I love
when they were gifts. Like a little new website.
Yes. And they have like the coolest like random things that you don't know that you need, but you need them. Like random like whiskey. I got like whiskey glasses with like the ice thing before that was like a thing. Like they're way ahead of the times.
I feel like everybody's got that person in their life where it's like they're just impossible to shop for, especially yeah. like the people that can, if they want something, they can buy it for themselves.
Yes.
And Uncommon Goods is a great place to go find like those random cool things. Stuff. Yeah.
Yes. And it's great for like Secret Santa or like anybody in your family, like you just said, that already has, like when you get older, if you want something, you typically buy it. And it's really hard mm-hmm. to find random gifts like that. But when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists, small independent businesses. These fine products are often made in small batches, which I love that. Love yep. that it's something unique too that not everybody has. And I know you love that because you don't like when everybody has everything.
It's true.
So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. I love that. I always try to shop U.S. if I can. And they have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. From art to jewelry, kitchen, home, bar, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Not the same lackluster gifts you find anywhere. Like it. And with every purchase you make, Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2.5 million to date.
I love that.
That is amazing.
We love a company that gives back.
Absolutely, we do. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/swipingup. That's uncommongoods.com/swipingup for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're out of the ordinary. And so are we.
Love. Okay, so we're going to do a Patreon really going into depth about the Love is Blind.
Yes, we are, because I'm heated.
Recap and reunion. Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me, you watch both episodes?
Mm-hmm. I'm halfway through the reunion. That's paused on my TV right now. But,
bitch.
But real
you
quick.
You haven't even gotten to the best part of the reunion.
Okay, but real quick. When I tell you that I feel so bad for Cole, and maybe he's gaslighting me too.
Nope.
Although Zanae, whatever. She, did you get gaslit? Because we all did with her. This oh, B.I.T.
We're on the right side of history. All of the internet agrees with you and me.
Did you see what she said today?
Uh-huh. Sure fucking did. It wasn't enough to gaslight him. She's going to gaslight the Us, fuck right? out of the rest of the world.
Right. What is her problem? And the fact that she can't see it. And then she's like, you didn't apologize to me. Like, I cannot stand somebody that can't take credit for their own actions and acts innocent when we watched you. Honey, we watched you. Did we watch the same show? Because yes.
I'm not going to give it away. Mm-hmm. Because one, if you're listening to this and you haven't watched it,
sorry,
you need to marathon through it. But I can't wait for you to get in bed and finish yeah. this episode. I'm going to need you to text me.
Oh, I will.
Because she must have been a fucking nightmare. Because really? Producers do her so dirty and prove that she's a fucking liar with a clip at the end.
Perfect. Good.
You're going to
oh my God.
Now love it.
Well, we need to hurry up so I can watch.
And still, gaslighting the hell out of everybody. No accountability.
But then it's so annoying because I love Alexa and Brennan, and then like she's defending. Did you see
and
her
they jumped in?
And I was like, girl, that I saw that.
They all are. And I'm sorry. I'm sure there are two sides to every story.
Of course.
I am
no, of course.
Sure. That he is not, he's not innocent.
No, he is not innocent. And I know that you and I are both in a common Facebook group, and I saw them talking about it, and I like went off today in a comment.
Did you?
Yeah. Because it's like, no, he's not innocent. But at the same time, this chick is not it. And she got, she was shown her true colors in front of everybody, and she's embarrassed.
But she's not. She's literally doubling down. I can't.
You think
just wait, just wait, just wait, just wait.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we need a deep dive this later this weekend because I'm real pumped about it. I'm going to have my little notebook so I can really nail it home.
Yeah. We did a quick recap on the first half of the season. So,
oh my God. In my opinion, it has changed so much.
A 180.
Totally. Uh-huh. Yes. I mean, I'm embarrassed. We're pulling it off of Patreon. I'm just kidding.
Okay. So then next thing that I watched when we got back from the mountains was Buying Beverly Hills.
I almost started that. Is it good?
Okay.
What?
I feel a little, if I didn't have the investment from watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
I don't know if I would have actually watched the whole season.
Really?
It wasn't very good. Oh. It focuses on Kyle is a Real Housewife.
Yeah.
Blonde.
Kyle Richards. No.
She's brunette. Her sister was blonde.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so she's Kathy Hilton. So Kyle Richards is Kathy Hilton's sister.
Yes.
Aunt to Paris and Nikki Hilton.
Yes, 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 yes.
So it's her husband's business, the agency. It's a worldwide real estate firm that he started a few years back. His two oldest daughters, technically one is his stepdaughter, but he's been her stepdad since she was like four.
Yeah.
So his two oldest daughters work for the firm. One, the older one, 32, very established, super, she makes seven figures. She's great at what she does. The other daughter is definitely new to real estate. She just joined. She's 25. She kind of took a few years after college to figure out what she wanted to do, decided she wanted to come work for the family business. It's not so much about the real estate,
okay,
which is always one of the, I think, like the selling sunset. Like, they got that balance right.
But, like, who even cares about the real estate?
Oh, I do.
You do?
Yeah. I found it, like, really interesting.
Ew, I'll just go on Zillow. Like, I want to just see the drama and the catfighting and the cute clothes.
Oh, well, then you'll probably love it.
Oh.
Because it really doesn't show anything about the real estate. And, like, to me, it was a little snoozy.
Okay.
And it was very... I'm privileged. Woe is me. My dad owns the company and everybody tiptoes around me and treats me different. And I just want to prove myself. And then you've got the older one who like really knows that the younger one fucking sucks at real estate and isn't cut out for it, but she can't tell her dad that. It's okay. It's okay. And that actually pains me to say. I really wanted to love it. But I think you might like it more than me if you don't give a shit about the real estate side.
Yeah, because it's boring. You'll like it. Yep, probably will. All right, I'll try it.
It's not boring. It just got a little redundant for me. And maybe it's because I marathoned the whole thing in one day.
Uh-huh.
It was a little redundant. It wasn't as exciting as I thought it would be. But again, for me, it was missing the real estate. I like seeing that part.
Okay, yeah. Nope.
Not me.
And then,
that's it.
Okay, well, real quick, we'll give you all a little bibs. Did you see Vici Dolls and Champagne and Chanel? They had a drop.
I did.
Kristen Coffey. Someone asked us recently, like, we never talk about her. She's super cute. Like,
she never, ever, ever shows up on my feed. Ever.
Well, she shows up for mine. It's weird. I'll see spurts of her, but she is like so cute and like really pregnant. So
I was just going to say she's pregnant,
I've been watching.
Right?
Yeah. I've been watching her a little bit more closely. No beef there. Like people are like, why don't y'all ever talk about her? I'm like, I mean, there's just some people that just don't pop up on our feed.
Literally the algorithm just does me so dirty these days. It shows me the same five people all the time and I just never go on anymore.
Yep.
I just don't.
Somebody messaged us in our DMs the other day and they were like, I posted a reels onto Instagram or a reel onto Instagram and I got like 3,000 views overnight. They posted the same thing on TikTok and it had like 100 and some views.
Yeah.
Like, there you go. 100-some thousand views.
Instagram is just not stifling.
It just sucks. It's
not. For the consumer, on the consumer side too, not just for the creator. It's just on the consumer side, it literally doesn't show you anything or anyone. I
go through, especially lately, I've been going through and looking at my least interacted with. And if I don't care to interact with them, then I'll just unfollow at that point, but I'll just go on now and just like all their stuff, like, hopefully. So if I did that to you recently, I'm just creeping. I'm just trying to see you. I'm just trying to see what you're doing, being nosy. But okay, that's on that. I got to go watch Love is Blind, because I ain't going to lie, I'm like about to die, because I love that they did that to her.
Oh,
she deserves every bit of that.
I thought it was over and I was just fuming. And then they show this clip at the end and I was like, fuck yeah. It's so good. Justice for Cole. That's all I have to say.
He's going to get, he's about to get booed up though. Like, people love him.
Good. I hope so. Me too. Because I think he's the real deal. I think he's young.
Wait, why don't we hook him and Booja up? Let's start.
Does Booja get married? Does Booja really want to settle down?
She would if she found the right guy.
Okay.
We've had this conversation, me and her. Listen, you know what we can do to get him? I want everybody to go onto his page and comment her name. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Every day.
What is her handle now?
Bougie Ventures.
That's right.
Uh-huh. We tried to do Booze and with Booge, and her boss was like,
professional.
Her boss was like, couldn't find you. I didn't think this was you. I was like, that's me. So that kind of
that is me.
That just dampered that. But either which way. Okay, we're done here.
Okay, Bougie Ventures. Okay, this episode's audio only because it's late and we're cramping and, tired and all that stuff.
All the things.
But you should subscribe on YouTube for the next time that we do a video. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Leave us some words of affirmation. All the things.
Oh, somebody left us last two really sweet reviews. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, I'll have to go read them. Okay, love you guys. Bye.